Hi, boys and girls. It's time for the Children's Bible Club. I know boys and girls are mighty busy these days, but we should take time to read God's Word and meet the Lord in prayer every day. It's also good to spend time with other friends who love the Lord and want to please Him. So, I'm glad you've joined us today. I hope the singing and the Bible story will be a blessing. And I hope you'll be a blessing to us by praying for us and also sending us a note or email to let us know that you're listening. It means so much to hear from our radio friends. I'll give you our address after the choir sings, so have your pencil and paper ready. Choir? Thank you, choir. Boys and girls, I want to tell you something that happened this morning. It's true. If you'd been there, you would have seen it yourself. After breakfast, I went to the bedroom to finish getting ready to come to the Children's Bible Club and bookstore. When I got there, guess what I saw? Really? A long snake slithering out of the closet. Yai! What to do? Lord, I breathed, please keep him here till I can get a shovel. Well, he moved a little, but the Lord did keep him there until I could get back. And the rest is history. It was taps for that snake. But what a scare it was. Thank the Lord he let me find it in the daylight instead of it slithering across my bed in the dark at night. So the Lord was good to protect me. But that snake was over 3 feet long and had silently invaded my house, hid in a dark place until his time to come out. Doesn't that remind you of the devil? In Revelation 12:9, God called him that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And Peter called him our adversary, the devil. Satan hides in the darkness to set traps to tempt us to sin and disobey God. He's sly and slimy like a snake, and his only desire is to fight against the Lord Jesus Christ and those who stand true to the Lord. So be alert. Stay close to the Lord through God's word and prayer. Stay away from the devil's trap and be a light for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's my scary start to the day. Maybe you have a story to share with me. Great, I want to hear it. Here's the address. Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's easy, so let me hear from you this week. Now, choir? Today's story is There Not a Cause? Israel was at war with the Philistines. Jesse sent David to take food for his brothers and see if all was well. When David arrived at the war zone, he was amazed. There was no war at all. The battlefield was silent. Both armies were set for battle on opposite mountainsides with a wide valley in between. It was a perfect field for a fight, but there was no battle. The armies were cowering in their trenches. Then the silence was broken as a giant Philistine came stalking down the mountain, flexing his bulging muscles and shouting burly threats. "There's no need to litter the whole battlefield with blood and bodies. Just send one man. Let him represent Israel, and I'll fight for us Philistines. A quick two-man fight, and it'll be over. If your man kills me, we'll all be your servants. But if I kill him, then you will all be our slaves." Of course, as awesome as he was, he knew he would win. The giant was almost 10 feet tall. He was protected with metal armor and a helmet and a huge heavy spear. And his shield was so big, another man carried it in front of him. It would be no contest. "Come on," he roared. "Send me a man." No one moved, terrified of the fierce giant. Soldiers in the trenches said, "David, look, see that giant? That's Goliath of Gath. He comes every morning and every evening, threatening and bellowing at us. No one dares take him on. King Saul won't even fight him. But he promised to richly reward any man who can kill this monster, even give him his daughter in marriage, and free his family from paying taxes." To the men, the reward was great, but not worth dying for. Shocked, David said, "Why doesn't somebody go after this brute? He's defying and mocking our God." "Oh, listen to your big talk," his brother jeered in anger. "I know you. You just came to watch the battle and brag. Who did you leave your meager sheep with, little brother?" David persisted, wondering why somebody didn't do something. "Is there not a cause?" he insisted. "Our God's name is at stake. Someone should stand." His words rumbled through the army and finally reached the king, cringing in his tent, fearing to send anyone against the giant, let alone face him himself. And Saul sent for David at once. The young lad stood before the king. "Don't let anyone be afraid. I'm your servant. I'll go and fight this Philistine." "Can you believe it? David volunteered." Saul looked at David. It would be sheer suicide for him to go against the giant. "You're just a lad," Saul warned. "And Goliath's not only a giant, he's a toughened, experienced soldier." But that didn't stop David. "Why, I killed a lion and a bear. I rescued my sheep from their very jaws. And this Philistine will be just like them because he mocked and defied our God." When Saul saw David's determination, he said, "Well, if you're going, wear my armor and helmet and sword." David did put them on, but they nearly swallowed him. Politely, David said, "Thank you, O king, but I can't wear all this gear. I haven't tried it out." David shucked off the fancy armor and grabbed his staff and slingshot. Stopping by a brook, he picked up 5 smooth stones, put them in his bag, and moved toward the giant. When Goliath saw David coming, he was insulted and enraged. "What? Am I just a dog that a boy should fight me with sticks? Come on, upstart, and I'll feed you to the birds and the wild beasts." David didn't waver. "Oh, no, you won't. You come with men's weapons, but I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom you defy. I'll take off your head and feed you and your whole army to the buzzards. Everybody will know that there is a God in Israel. The battle is the Lord's." And David ran toward the giant, put a stone in his sling, and zing, 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 it streaked like a guided missile straight into Goliath's forehead. The giant never knew what hit him. He stopped, stunned, then crashed on his face to the ground. David rushed forward, jumped on top of him. Pulling out Goliath's own sword, with one mighty swath, David chopped off his head. When the Philistines saw their hero was dead, they ran for their lives. The Israelites scrambled out of their trenches shouting, "Go get 'em, boys!" And they killed Philistines by the hundreds and chased the rest of them home, then came back for the spoil from the Philistines' camp. What a day! What a victory! One young man stood alone for God, and God gave the victory. Imagine what King Saul thought when David hauled Goliath's head into his tent and threw it at his feet. Now that was a trophy. The Philistines' champion was dead, but the Israelites had a new hero, because David feared and obeyed God. People had made fun of him. His brother belittled him. The giant ridiculed and threatened him, and the king called him a mere stripling. But God approved and blessed him. David said, "Is there not a cause?" God's name was at stake. And God's cause, the gospel and the word of God, is still vital today. God wants you, like David, to stand for him. If God be for us, who can be against us? And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.